Blog Talk Radio.
Dedicated to the memory and the honor of Joseph Arion. Inner Sight Tuesday night open mic. The program where you can pick your own subject.
That's right.
Talk about what you want. Just keep it good and clean. And tonight on Inner Sight, I'm going to make a challenge to Governor Cuomo in New York. And it's a simple challenge. You know, having known his dad, and his dad really saved my life years ago, back in the 80s, when he helped me get a guide dog trained on my own. And, you know, well, it was good of him, but Mario should have straightened out the situation then. He didn't. He stopped short. But he did help me get the dog. So I can't fault him for that.
That's right.
It would be my wish that Governor Andrew Cuomo would make amends and help the people in the nursing homes to get out and get their own place and get the state to pay for it and give them whatever help they need and make sure their rent is paid for at least a year.
That'd be nice.
I mean, that would be my way. As far as those women go, I don't know what's going on with that. I'm not going to get involved with that. But if he would make amends,
what he should do with the woman, he should give the proceeds, you know, between the woman and the nursing home people, the proceeds of his book. He should.
Well, he ought to help the people in the nursing home to get out, whether it's
the money from the state or the book.
Doesn't matter where the money comes from, as long as you know it's there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But this would be my challenge as an old friend of his dad, and Mario was a friend. You know,
he was
a good, loyal friend for the short time I knew him.
Both sons, Mario, not my son, Andrew and Chris, are both lawyers. Now, but they have totally different personalities. If you go to Chris, he's more humble. I don't know. I feel that. And if you go to Andrew, if for some reason he's just not as humble as his brother, or as
I don't think personalities has anything to do with it. I think the right thing, no matter what your personality is. If you're a politician and you're supposed to help and protect people,
you do
the right thing. I don't want to get into personalities. This is my challenge, to back it up, I'm going to call his office tomorrow and try to leave him a message. You
know,
and
you
hope
that
he'll get it. I'm going to do it on the phone.
He won't. Well, he sends it to a call center, Frank. The call center.
Yeah, well, that's all right. Wherever it goes, I want to be able to say that I tried, that I did it, you see. This is all Inner Sight can do right now because we don't have the money. Our function as advocates is to say and do the things that other people are afraid to do. See, and that's what I believe about Inner Sight, because I don't, to be honest with you, I don't expect politicians to do anything, but at least we would be able to say that we told them, we tried, we put it there. They didn't do it. I mean, you can't make the people do it. You know, you can only say it. and make it known as far as possible, you know, because we don't have the kind of money that people pay attention to. All we have is freedom of speech. So that's all we can do for now. Until we get the money, we really can't do much more. We can keep on advocating, keep on letting people know. Anyway, in a sight, I don't know, it seems if we've lost contact with our co-host / engineer, so I'm reluctant to give out the number right now. You know, this is what happens when this station, Blog Radio, should be providing an engineer for the show. I mean, that's the professional way to do it, the right way to do it. And it's not done that way, see? So we don't really have control that we should have over the program.
I want to scream. They disconnected me.
Well, somebody.
I'm here talking. What? No, they did. I'm sitting here and
did.
I'm talking
Maybe
away.
Maybe you disconnected yourself. I don't know.
How could I when the phone was the phone that has the blog studio is facing upright with nothing attached to it? They had a disconnect.
I don't know. Maybe you hit a button on the phone. I don't know.
I didn't.
But anyway, the important thing is you're back on the air. Open mic. And the number here, 213-816-1650, if you want to call in and sound off. And let's see, brought to you by the Big East, the Key to Rescue, Tom Driven, New Jersey, Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady, 609-388-7004. And if you want a good dog, adopt an Akita. All right. Let's see. Around the world we go. And over 100,000 listens.
I could get that number for you.
Let's see. Yeah, all right. Kennedy Realty in Islip, New York. Good friend. Kennedy at 631-888-1186. You want to buy a house, sell a house, or just get some good info, call Mr. Kennedy. Very knowledgeable when it comes to real estate. Let's see. All the beautiful children of the world, little Tommy, Avante, Corey, Ollie, and many, many others who are still with us. Take care of them. Watch over them. Go that extra mile for a child.
Yeah.
All right. Inner Sight reminds you. And don't forget some of our friends.
Ooh.
Good Mojo Printers, SuttonInsurance.com, Baccaro's Italian Tavern.com, TuroLawCenter.com. Some of the friends who helped us in the past. All right. What is it?
104,700. And 17.
All right, it's almost 105,000.
Yes, it is.
Well, we're moving up instead of moving down, so that's good.
That's a good thing.
We keep going forward.
That's good.
Hey, you need dog food, cat food, medical for your animal? Call Nobody Starved on Long Island. My buddy Gary. 631-484-3085. Nobody's starved on Long Island. And let's see, we have a civil rights attorney on board if you want to check your civil rights. 516-783-9662. James Bahamonde is the guy's name. Cool guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, what else? Around the world, Inner Sight. And let's see, got the Able News. All right. Here it is, Able News.
Okay. Able News is for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community for the past 30 years, with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. ABLE also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads. ABLE, ablenews.com, has a free subscription. So go to ablenews.com and get your free subscription. And back to you, Frank.
All right, don't forget to sign our petitions. We got the two of them at change.org to license the service dog schools and give people protection. And the other one, of course, the nursing home. The horrible, horrible places that people have to go to and get stuck in and
dying,
be neglected.
Yeah.
Horrible nursing home. So sign the petition. You see, Inner Sight is the only agency around, the only show, the only agency that will tell you these things and put these things out here. See, that's how we're different from every other organization.
Yeah.
You know, they're all afraid to speak out and to offend the state, because they're reliant on the state, and that's where they get their money. We're not afraid of that. Spoke to Senator Boyle's office today about this business where the Commission for the Blind evaluates people and sends a report to the guide dog schools and interferes with a person getting a dog.
Mm.
So
what do you say?
We'll see what becomes of that. We have not gotten good results from politicians. So if they don't do the right thing, it's on them. You know?
That's true.
I don't get all crazy and excited about that, because it's on them.
Like, it's really
I
sad.
Did. We Inner Sight did its job.
Yes.
We let them
right.
know what's going on. It's up to them.
You know what bothers me?
Every
person that they say no to, let's put it this way, represents a life. So what they're saying no to is a life. Okay? So my mom was a life. What? Why are they doing that? It doesn't make sense to me.
Because they don't believe
doesn't.
That those lives are valuable.
That's right, and that's sad.
That's what it is.
My mom's life.
They don't
is
believe
valuable.
That we are valuable. You know?
That's right.
So
that's right.
Let it. If that's the way it's going to be, let it be that way. Let's use it as much as we can to our advantage.
Yes, I will. Trust
that's
me.
That's the
I
only
will.
Thing you can do.
Yeah.
Because we're finding out more and more that these politicians, I don't care what party they come from, don't give a damn about us.
No, they don't.
I mean, how can you let a person be used to raise a lot of money and deny its safety and do nothing about it? We're the only ones that they do that to. I don't know of any other group of people in this country who have to live their lives like that. No one.
No.
The criminal
except
has
people
more
who
except
for people who are restrained and actually are incarcerated, like you said just now, or even people who
they're more
are,
protected than we are.
We are, yes, I agree. I agree with that.
They're more protected.
I agree with you, what you're saying.
They have
yeah.
to protect those people.
Yeah.
You know, if they don't protect them, they're going to get out and go onto the street and commit more crime. Well, they
that's
have
right.
to protect them. They don't have to protect
yeah.
us when
yeah,
denied a guide dog
it.
Or suffering
obviously.
In a nursing home.
Nope. Mm-hmm.
So they get their money to protect those
people. They still get their money, yeah.
You know? They don't get money. They don't get money when a blind person applies for a dog. If they did, you'd see how damn fast they would protect us.
They should, actually. And then they would be protecting
us. They should. Whatever it takes for us to be protected is what they should do.
That's right. Right.
Because they give it to everybody else.
That's right.
You know? There was a guy the other day on the train when I was on the subway talking about trying to get people to sign the petition. The guy on the subway who was acting out, acting weird, you know, and running around yelling and whatever he was doing. And somebody got upset and they called the police.
That's
so the cops came right away and they chased him or whatever they did. There's their protection.
Yeah.
We have nobody to call when somebody interferes with our safety. If you go to a guide dog school and you train and they don't want to give you a dog, who the hell do you call?
Nobody.
The government doesn't give a damn about us. That's pretty obvious.
No, it's obvious.
There's nobody to call.
Yeah.
You call your family and they take you home without your dog.
They call you like belligerent, or they call you, you know, look, this person, you know, just lock them up for a little bit, they'll get scared and they won't do it again, or whatever the case may be. They will have their day with you, and you won't have anything left, in a sense. They will have.
Well, the school doesn't care because they collected all that money.
Yeah, I know.
So they don't care whether you're safe or not.
Yeah.
Once you leave their place, they don't care about your safety.
No, they absolutely don't. Obviously.
So that's the reality of it. You know?
Yeah.
We're not protected. By the way, the number here, 213-816-1650. And tomorrow night's show is appropriate. We're the forgotten people.
We certainly are. Yeah.
We're the forgotten people. The money that's there to help the disabled, most of it goes to the agencies, not to help us. Understand what we're talking about. It goes to, and if you don't believe me, take a look at some of these agencies and some of the big salaries that they're drawing. And you'll see where all the money goes. Because the government does not protect us the way it protects everybody else. They don't count us as valuable. All right, Inner Sight, open mic. And if you want to call in, talk about whatever you want, pick your own subject.
Mm-hmm.
The stock market seems to be going up and down, up and down. Biden is supposed to sign the stimulus package this week. I've been hearing this for 3 months already.
Yeah.
You know, he still hasn't done anything. Now, this guy gets on the horn, this idiot Fossey, now gets on the horn and he says, oh, don't get too full of fun in anything. The virus could come back.
Nah.
Full force.
What is that supposed to mean, you know?
Come on, he's an idiot. Any virus can come back at any time. Who the hell knows?
Yeah.
You know, he's telling you the virus could come back. What's the purpose of this damn vaccine then?
Yeah.
What the hell good is it?
Mm-hmm.
A friend of mine told me today she's going to get the second shot on Monday. And she usually drives me around sometimes, you know. So she said to me, oh, I can't drive you around after I get the shot. They tell you to go right home because you might get sick.
Mm-hmm.
How do you like this?
Yeah.
This is supposed to help you? Who the hell wants to go take something that's going to make you sick? What are they, a bunch of friggin' morons? Mm. You want to take something that's going to make you better, not sick.
Yeah.
I tell you, man, these people are no place. These people went to school. Mm. They're a bunch of jackasses. They spent all this money. And you know what? All this, they're only interested? They're only interested in making the money back that they spent and then getting a profit. That's all these people are interested in, most of them.
Mm-hmm.
The ones who are any different, right away they want to get rid of them, take away their license.
Nah.
So I don't see what a statement like that, you know, that the virus is going to come back with what's the word he used?
Vengeance?
No, he didn't use that. I can't think of the word. But anyway, I mean, to make a statement like that after you're pushing vaccine all over the place, what the hell
good
is it?
He wants to be the producer of chaos, I think. So it gathers people to take the freaking vaccine.
Oh, yeah, they like
which
that.
Which is crazy in and of itself.
He likes that stuff.
Yeah. And then when you go to make an appointment for the vaccine, it is really horrible because as soon as somebody mentions the vaccine, all people go to that one area and the vaccine is no longer available. It causes hysteria. It does.
Crazy.
No, it's no longer available.
Now, you see, if this guy Fossey was any good, if he had any intelligence and he made a statement like that, the next thing he would do is, I'm going to present Dr. So-and-so. He's going to tell you how to build your immune system and protect yourself from the virus.
Right.
That's what he should do. Because obviously the damn vaccine is no good if he's telling you the virus is coming back.
Yeah.
What kind of people are these, world?
Yeah.
I'll take my chances with my stuff. Inner sight.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I tell you, man, it's crazy out there. You listen to these people.
That it is.
You know. One woman said to me, I've listened to the doctors and I didn't get sick. And then she was coughing like a damn fiend.
Where was that? Where was that?
I told her, I said, you better quit smoking those cigarettes.
There you go.
Didn't the doctor tell you to do that? Oh, yeah,
probably
he
not.
Did.
But I didn't listen.
That's the one thing that maybe they get right and people don't listen to it. Inner sight reminds you. All right. Around the world, inner sight. 213-816-1650. And, Maureen was telling me about some woman who was on ABC who talks about the governor and the nursing homes, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know what she's doing to help people. I mean, anybody can get up there and talk.
Okay.
You know, she's obviously in with a lot of money on ABC. Big sponsors up there. So she took Maureen's number and said that she would call her. Well, let's see if she does.
Yeah, right.
You know? But the people usually on these programs who talk do nothing. And a lot of them, they have the means to do it. See?
Mm.
We don't. We don't have the means to do it.
Mm-hmm.
But, in effect, we do more than the others do because we're not afraid to tell
these
people.
That's true. We don't have to go through a voting process or anything that says, oh, does so-and-so actually need this, so we have to spend this. Only because we can't give them the whole thing, blah, 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 blah. If we want to get something, we get it for somebody. Period. Done.
Well, we try. We can't always
do
it, but
we try.
We try
our best, yes. And we try
the
to
people
have
people that can
donate,
do it don't even
have,
try.
Yeah, that's it.
See?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm sure that all these talk shows.
Sorry.
No robots on this show, please. I'm sure that all these talk shows with millions and millions and billions of dollars, big network talk shows, have talked about, I don't watch them, but you know, I don't have to watch them, have talked about the governor with these nursing homes. You know, anybody out there who can back me up, tell me I'm wrong, I'm right, 213-816-1650 if you want to call in. Did you ever hear a big talk show host talk about the nursing homes and how horrible it was what the governor did and that he, you know, failed the people? All right? Big talk show host, big money, big networks.
Yeah.
What are they doing about it?
Yeah.
They got the money to do it.
Yeah.
You don't want to do it? You can't do it? Donate it to Inner Sight. Let us do it.
Jesus.
Can you please turn that thing off?
I'm trying.
Put yourself on
it
mute.
It is
if
off.
You have.
But the thing is, I did. I turned the volume down. But it's supposed to come up when it's an important thing, but the person keeps sending me important messages, and the person who's sending it is not an important message. She doesn't get that.
No. Anyway. You know, these big talk show hosts who have the means to change this situation, not just to help a few people, they could change this situation with these nursing homes. And they don't do it. That's what bothers me. You know? Guys like us, who only got a few hundred bucks in the bank, we can let people know what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
But we can't do it. Because we don't have the money. And anybody tells you can do it without the money is a damn liar. Because you can't.
They are. Can't do nothing without money.
So there you have it, folks. The people who can help don't. The people who want to help.
And the people who want to help
are not able to.
That's right.
All right. Inner Sight, open mic. Anyone disagree, give us a call. 213-816-1650. All right, what were you saying? Interrupted.
I said
number.
If anybody disagrees, then, you know, they should show us how, you know, to make it happen or actually donate. You know?
Well, they have any ideas, I'm willing to listen.
Yeah, we both are.
As long as it doesn't violate people.
That's right. That's a
won't
good
be
way
a part of
it.
Anything
yeah.
that's going to violate people further.
Or even, like,
sure.
cause any harm or victimize or anything like that. Nothing like
yeah.
that. We are not into that. Definitely.
All right. Any callers on the line?
Let me check. Any? Not that I see, but I'll refresh it, okay, Frank? Hold on.
All right. A quiet night on the open mic, but that's
yeah,
all right, you know.
Us.
Every
we had a listener for a little bit, but they
yeah. every
you know,
show
didn't
is
have
different.
Anything to speak.
Let's see. Next month, hopefully, we got baseball coming up now.
Oh, nice!
According to the
yeah.
governor's announcement, on the 19th March. The restaurants are allowed to increase. I think the restaurants in the suburbs are allowed to allow people to sit down. In other words, they won't throw you out anymore. At least the weather's getting a little warmer.
Yeah.
You know, it's horrible when you go into a place and you spend your money And they want to throw you out in the cold.
It's not only horrible, you get sick that way. And then people don't understand that. Yeah. It makes your immunity a lot lower, you know?
Yeah, well, you see, it's worse for those of us who are disabled because if you get up early in the morning and you have to go to work, you know, and you don't drive, forget it. You know, you want to go out and eat breakfast. Where are you supposed to eat? In the street?
Yeah, right.
Freezing cold out there. Crazy.
Yeah.
They throw you out in the cold. That I told them at one of the big places, I said, you know, you're throwing people out in the cold. That doesn't help them not to catch a virus. But you know how people are. They're afraid for their jobs on them.
That's true.
All right, Inner Sight and open mic tonight, so you can sound off about anything you want. You know, the main thing you hear about all day long, especially if you go to New York City, is safety. Safety.
Yeah.
Stay safe.
Oh, yeah.
You know, tell you to stay safe. Then they want you to take a vaccine that makes you sick. Now, does that make sense, world?
No.
Not to me, it doesn't.
No, I said no.
Why don't they come up with
a
vaccine that makes you better?
What exactly?
Improves your stamina, improves your energy, improves your ability,
well-being,
to fight off virus.
Yeah.
You know, why do they come up with a vaccine that's going to make you sick? You got to go home after you get it.
That's kind of funny.
It's almost
weird.
Funny.
No, a weird way of saying it too.
Yeah. No, they tell people, oh, after you get this, you can't go anyplace. You got to go home. All right. Inner Sight told you about that, and you probably read it in the news anyway. You know, all this stuff. Every day, you see something different. And a lot of it is contradiction. One guy says one thing, the other one says another thing. So, after a while, you don't know what to believe anymore.
That's true.
You got to figure it out on your own.
That's true.
You know, do the research. Like I heard yesterday, somebody told me one of the vaccines has green monkey liver extract in it.
What does that mean? We were trying to figure out.
I don't know.
Green and nine.
I guess there's a monkey that's green, and they took.
I've never seen a green monkey.
I don't know. Maybe it's someplace in Africa or one of these
green monkey liver.
Foreign countries have green monkeys. I don't know. But they obviously took this stuff from monkeys and put it into the vaccine. Now, who knows what that has in it? I mean, you know, we're gonna go hopping down the street making weird noises now. If you hear anybody making weird noises,
the vaccine instead of. Poof, you'd hear, eek, eek, eek.
Ask them if they got the green monkey stuff.
There you go.
I mean, this is totally weird. Off the wall, you know. And then this same person told me that there was supposed to be a card that comes with the vaccine that you insert, I guess, in your phone or the computer, and it gives you information about the vaccine. Well, the pharmacy that this person was in, he asked him for the card, and the woman said, "Oh, we don't have any more. We threw them all away."
Oh, how stupid.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, to you know, you don't even keep one. I mean, to...
to be honest.
You know, give it to somebody. So they threw away the information.
Yeah.
And they tell you, now you have... Yeah, well, you have to go research it on your own. I mean, this is the kind of responsible people, so-called responsible people, that you're dealing with. You know, the whole thing is just crazy. All right, Inner Sight. We got the open mic, and if you want to phone in, 213-816-1650. And give us your opinion.
Yeah.
Of whatever you want. What's going on? Yeah, so one of the biggest things that we face as disabled people is no enforcement of the law. You know, and especially now with this virus, you know, it gives people an extra excuse not to do anything. Well, they didn't do anything before.
That's right.
So you can imagine now, you know, how worse it gets. For those of us who have trouble getting around and
definitely,
you know, have to adjust everything and try to juggle things and make arrangements when the resources are there and you don't have supervision of them. It's got to be one of the worst things to do.
Yeah.
The real challenge when you're disabled and you have to deal with that. And it's even worse. It's even worse when you go or call an agency and tell them and they don't do anything, they don't help you. That's worse.
I'd say that.
You know, how many times have we heard from people in nursing homes, the people themselves, the residents of the nursing homes have made phone calls to these agencies for help, you know, and they won't even talk to them, or they hang up on them, or they don't even pay them a visit.
Yeah.
That happens every day of the week. For somebody.
Definitely.
All over this country.
That's true.
People are forgotten.
Very much.
It's
like
a horrible
they think
feeling.
That now, because they're in a nursing home, all of their cognitive function is not there. Some, that's true. But some, it's not true at all. And they're making a very, very, you know, big assumption when they think that everybody that they're speaking with has no cognitive function. That's very wrong. They might just not be able to.
Oh, yeah, they assume.
Yeah, they
assume. There's something wrong with you.
Yeah. You know, not everybody has accessibility. If some of these people have accessibility, they would not be in a nursing home to begin with. My mom, when she went into the nursing home, she was able to walk around, okay? And they said, oh, we're going to have people maintain her physical, you know, strength, blah, blah, blah. Don't believe that. Because every nursing home is the same. Every single nursing home. And that's not my opinion. I've seen it. I've demised. When they take you off of the rehabilitation floor, that's it. It's the beginning of your demise. Because now you're in a long-term floor. All they're paying for is your food and your lodging and your medicine. And that is it. They're maintaining you. And that's it. You're barely getting, and if you ask for any physical therapy or anything, you know, you have to really have a big difference in what happened to you. And that's not right. Everybody else has access to exercise. How come I don't? You know? That's a problem.
Yeah, well, I mean, if a person were allowed to have the little bit of money that they get, it would be somewhat easier.
Yeah, it definitely would be.
At least they would be able to plan things and do things and have a hope to get out.
Yeah.
You know, because they could at least try to keep their apartment or their home.
Yeah.
You know? But it doesn't happen like that. They take all the money. Like one guy said to me, who's an official in this county, Suffolk County, Long Island. People go to a nursing home to die. It's so true. He knows it because he works for the county. He sees it happen every day.
Man.
Just like it. If he had his way, he wouldn't stand for it.
Man.
But again, what is he going to do? They'll fire him, and they'll get somebody else in there, and it'll be the same old crap.
Mm-hmm.
And a good person will have lost their job who tries to help.
That's fine.
Then you're in a worse situation because you don't have somebody in there. Who may extend themselves to help. So you got to give people credit where credit is due. I mean,
yeah, definitely.
People try, you know.
He's a good egg. I know who you're talking about. He's a very good egg.
All right, inner sight.
All around.
Open mic. 213-816-1650, and let's see, tomorrow night, subject, we're the forgotten people.
We certainly are.
Tomorrow night. And Thursday, a very appropriate subject, why the governor should resign.
Yeah.
All right. If he takes me up on my offer, maybe he won't have to resign. If he takes me up on my offer, I'd be glad to put in a good word for him. But he's got to really do it. No cutting corners. No fast ones.
No.
But, you know, who knows? I don't expect the politicians to do anything, but at least we have to try.
Yeah.
All right, so that's Thursday's show. Why should the governor resign? I'll give you all the reasons. Friday's the funnies, so.
Definitely.
You know, we come around, we have a good time Friday night.
I think I'll do a
skit where Ralph goes for the vaccination, and after they give it to him, they tell him he's got to go home, he's going to get sick. And Norton is Ralph, the don't worry, pal. You couldn't come at a better time. Now I don't have to buy new bowling shoes.
There you go.
You know, we'll do that on Friday night. The vaccine that makes you sick. What the hell kind of a vaccine is that?
I like that.
Oh, man.
What can I say?
They're making money on it, too.
Yeah.
Well, how about the one where the guy went into the pharmacy to get the vaccine?
Mm-hmm.
And the pharmacist couldn't speak a word of English. And the guy didn't know what he was doing. He come out with a big needle, you know. And he wanted to give him 3-in-1. You don't have to come back no more. 3-in-1. The guy ran. There's nothing worse than a guy who can't speak English with a big needle. All right, yes. Maybe we'll do that one on Friday, too.
Yeah.
And then we'll have Louie. How about Louie? Is Louie calling?
Let me see.
He usually calls in on Tuesday.
No. He usually calls in. Let me check. Nope. It's just us. Oh, wait. No. We just have our listener. Nope.
All right.
He's not calling yet.
In a sight.
Maybe now that we mentioned it,
quiet
Lou
night on open mic. Maybe we'll get Lou.
Yeah.
To call in. And he usually promotes the funnies.
Friday. Yeah.
On Friday. Oh, we're going to do the... I got the other one for Friday. Beat Your Aid.
What? No.
We're going to do that one. with the whip. With Ogden.
Yeah.
Beat Your Aid today. And make them work tomorrow. In a sight. Open mic. The show where you can goof off and get away with it.
Yeah.
All right? Yeah. Just call in and say what you want. Keep it clean. None of that horrible stuff. No, we don't want that.
No.
All right, so how's the... you're doing the obituary, right?
Yeah.
How's it coming along?
Okay, it's just it's every time I go to write it, every time I cry. It's not easy.
Oh, well, that's normal.
Yeah.
What do you expect?
Yeah.
You know?
I know.
But we got to get it done so we can move forward and
I'm
try
doing
to
it slowly.
Make something happen.
Yeah, but I'm going to get it done. Don't worry. You can count on me.
What I want to do is contact one of the big unions that somebody suggested, somebody who's a member, and see if we can get some backing. You know, we certainly would praise a lot of the people who work in the nursing home because they're overwhelmed and they a lot of good people. They try to do their job, but they can't because the residents don't have their aides in there, and they should.
Yeah, it's true.
So if we can pull something together, I think if the union sees a story in Newsday or even an obituary, it would help.
They'll do something. It would help, yeah.
To get them.
Facilitate that.
Pull everybody together.
Yeah. I think it will.
So that's my plan, but we got to have something to give them.
Yeah.
You know, if they see other people are interested in them, you know, usually makes a difference.
I have something that happened to me today. My the eyeglasses the commission gave me, remember I told you, one eye, I looked through one eye. Well, it fell on the floor, and my husband said, okay, I'll help you put it back, the lenses, because the lenses popped out, one lens, the one lens that was there. So he helped me put it back in, because it's heavy on one side. There's only lenses on one eye. So he helps put it back. But then now, the funny part about this whole thing is that it's not right. It's touching my eyeball. And I'm like, what the heck? The lens itself.
Oh, well, it probably has to be adjusted once they come out.
Yeah, but I can't get the stupid lens out now.
Well,
so
that's the job for the optometrist, you know. That's not.
Yeah, it is.
That's what they're supposed to do.
So now the lens, you know, is backwards, and the lens is touching my eye. Bifold. And I have to put it on the bridge of my nose. I am a comedy of errors, I got to tell you. I really
am. You keep breaking your glasses.
Not purposely. It's my hands. My hands drop things. Not that
you
I want
to have the glasses. Don't they have those things that hold the glasses around your neck?
Yeah, but I managed
you have one?
To, wait a minute, I had one on, right? And I managed somehow, I don't know what I do, I managed to, it slipped off of that one day, and it came right off and fell on the floor.
Well, the only other answer I think of is contact lenses.
Yeah, but I don't think I could see well with these big thick glasses. I used to see well with contact lenses years and years and years ago, but this is like when I had 20/40 vision. Now I add another zero on one eye, and the other eye is 2800, I think, now.
Well, I don't know if they make lenses for people like that. You'd have to find out.
I wish they did.
They do a lot of
that stuff. That would be better.
That they never did before.
Yeah.
You know, you'd have to find out about that. Yeah. Call the optometrist and ask them.
Yeah, I could. I mean, there's the one at Helen Keller. I don't know if he does have it.
No,
I gotta ask because I gotta tell him about this.
We used to have a guy when I was
thing
a
that
kid.
Happened.
We had a doctor down on Delancey Street in New York City.
Yeah.
And he would do everything.
Oh my God.
I mean, this guy was he was a genius. He knew his trade, he knew his stuff.
Yeah.
Dr. Schwartz.
What did he do exactly?
Huh?
That like certain things that you never thought of?
Yeah, he made glasses, he fitted you, he made sure that they were good, and he did when the lenses came in, he did those, contact lenses.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
He did everything.
Wow.
You know,
see, when I was a kid,
people.
When I was a baby, okay, I wore glasses from a kid, believe it or not. I wore glasses since I was like 1, 2. That's how bad my eyes have always been. Yeah.
You know why a lot of people can't get help? I'll tell you why. There's too many damn people involved in their life. You know? You need glasses. When I was a kid, you'd go to one person. Not four or five different people.
Yeah.
They did away with that. Now you got this one and that one and specialists and all this. Yeah. I think that's ruined a lot of people.
Oh, yeah. You know how many freaking specialists I've been to? Too many.
Yeah. I always say you have to go to a specialist because the doctor doesn't know what he's doing.
That's true.
So he sends you to somebody else.
Yeah.
You know, to try to figure out what it is. Because the original doctor doesn't know what to do, what's going on. I mean, if they do that with people like that, why don't they do it with the immune system? They don't know how to tell people to protect themselves. Why don't they send them to somebody who does?
Yeah.
They don't do that. They tell you to take poison vaccine.
Yeah, I know. It's terrible.
Anyway.
I mean, you can't be, you know, I don't know, it gets me aggravated when they tell you to do certain things.
Well, if you think I'm taking green monkey liver extract, you're crazy.
I'm not.
I'm not taking that. Imagine Lauren Hardy. What is that? It looks nasty.
What is green monkey liver?
That's
I'm
the vaccine.
Make me jump up and down and go.
The vaccine. Where did they get that? Well,
exactly.
You see, there was a fella out in the jungle. The jungle? You mean Jungle Jim? No, it wasn't Jungle Jim. He was out in the jungle. Some fella with a big stick.
Yeah, hitting on the monkey to get his liver.
And the monkey came along, and he says, "Come here, little monkey. Come here now." And the monkey came over and he went, "Ah!" The poor monkey.
Oh,
and he stuck the
monkey.
And he got all this stuff out, see?
Ew.
Is that why it's green? And he put it in a bottle.
I just want to let you know.
And he took it to the laboratory.
Yeah.
And he says, "Now, for $500, I'll give you this green monkey liver extract."
Yeah, right.
So they sold it to the lab. They tested it. And that was it.
Exactly.
That was it, all right. I don't want it.
Wait till the Follies. We're going to have fun with that.
All right. The green monkey.
Liver extra. I'm going to look it up and find out what the hell it is.
Yeah, look that up. Go ahead. Inner Sight open mic. 213-816-1650. And a quiet phone night. Oh, that's all right. Who cares?
They'll watch it on the, you know.
Huh?
Not watch it. They'll listen to us on the archive.
Yeah. All right. So tomorrow night's show with the Forgotten People.
Yes, we are.
Yeah. Tune us in tomorrow night. And,
it's a good title.
We'll talk about that.
Good title. Yeah.
All right, Inner Sight. Be with you tomorrow. I want to thank Suzanne, co-host, engineer, all our listeners. Almost 100,000, 5,000.
Yeah.
All right.
I believe that.
Our phone number, 631-224-3090. Inner Sight phone number. InnerSight.info, the website. The email, innersight@pmail.com, without attachments. All right, and thank you so much. We thank all our friends, all our supporters, and be careful out there. Wild oil of oregano, apple cider vinegar, two things that will build up your immune system. Astragalus is another one.
There
vitamin
you go.
C. D,
yeah.
Get out and get that sun, vitamin D.
Yeah, I've been bad.
All right. Thank you so much. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled. Be with you tomorrow night. and we'll talk about the Forgotten People tomorrow night on Inner Sight. Goodbye, world. Inner Sight. Thank you so much. Good night, everybody.
Good night, everyone.
Inner Sight.
Good night, everyone.